just wanted to help raise awareness that there's a new state law that does take effect, and it's regarding the disabled veteran license plates. And up until January 1st, any vehicle displaying a disabled veteran license plate, which either begins or ends in the letters DV, is permitted to park in a handicapped parking space. According to the bill analysis that was submitted with the Texas Senate Bill 792, there was concern that was raised that not everyone who has a disabled veteran license plate is mobility impaired and has the need to actually park in the handicapped parking spaces. And this may be contributing to the spaces being completely filled and having none available at crowded places or events. So in response, the bill tweaks it a little bit where it says if you have a disabled veteran license plate and you show the need through the doctor's note that you're mobility impaired as well, then you can either have that international symbol of access, the wheelchair symbol, added to your disabled veteran license plate, or you can get, in addition to your regular disabled veteran plates, a placard to hang from your rearview mirror.
So in either one of those examples, then the motorist needs to go to DMV and get that change made.
Yes, sir. That would be important to do. And like I said, we wanted to raise the awareness because while College Station doesn't necessarily have full-time parking attendants that we have available to enforce this, we recognize that residents may travel to places where it's more strictly enforced, and we don't want people to be caught unawares. In College Station, it is enforced by police officers when it's encountered or when citizen complaints are made. However, as with any change to laws, there's normally a brief grace period where we take an educational approach before any citations would be issued.
Let me extend that a little bit because we are talking on December 28th, so I'm not aware of what the holiday schedule is at the DMV, so it's going to take some time for those who make that adjustment.
Yes, sir. We realize there's a holiday and it'll take time. And so, like any new law that changes, there's an educational process that takes place ahead of that and even at the beginning of it. So we would expect that there'd be some discretion used by officers even after the law takes effect on January 1st. However, as we all know, the Department of Motor Vehicles can take time to, whether you go in person or online, to get things taken care of. So the quicker you get that process started, the quicker you can get your plates updated or get the placard in hand if you are mobility impaired and have that need.